Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 88. A Tiny Inquiry into the Gospel. Some day yet to come, those who choose to follow Jesus will be of one accord as were his disciples at Pentecost. May that day come soon. Then, united in their understanding of the everlasting gospel, they will be privileged to take up the cross on which self is crucified with Christ and will proclaim the message so clearly that the earth will be lightened with his glory. Is there something about the message that even now we may be of 1:3, that whoever believes in him should not perish? There's something about the beliefs that is vital. That may be where the disaccord at present is hindering the wholehearted accord. Is it possible that the believing is something of the heart and not just a mental affirmation like believing 2 plus 2 equal 4? Romans, chapter 10, verse 10, seems to suggest that, for with the heart one believes to righteousness. For, if so, then could it be that to believe is to comprehend something? The width and length and depth and height, to know the love agape of Christ which passes knowledge? The text dares to suggest that when God's people do comprehend this passes knowledge truth, they will be ready to welcome Jesus at his second advent. Perhaps our Christian disaccord is due to not comprehending. 5. Genuine believing resolves this centuries-long conflict between faith and works. Faith is something working through love, faith which worketh by love. That must mean that when someone does believe, he is reconciled to God because he receives the reconciliation. The atonement was made long ago at Christ's cross. But it must be received by personal faith. In other words, to make it simple, the true idea is not faith and works but faith which works. One can't be reconciled to God and not at the same time be reconciled to his holy law. Therefore, it must follow that a true experience of believing is what the Bible means by justification by faith, which makes the believer keep become obedient to all the commandments of God. Even when Babylon will persecute him for his obedience. 6. If that's true, then it must follow that what we all need is to see something, what Jesus Christ and him crucified means. 7. Seeing that humbles proud human hearts. Now what was gained to me self, I have counted loss for Christ. It's impossible for a believer to do nothing. The love agape of Christ constraineth us, not henceforth to live for self but to be devoted to the one who died our second death for us. This is just a tiny little inquiry into the gospel. Can anybody say amen?